The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope 2024 is treating you well. Before we jump into this episode, be sure to leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to the show. I greatly would appreciate it. I'm admittedly under the weather, not feeling the best, so apologies if I sound a little nasally and not like myself, but I just had to share this news clip that I just discovered. So this is in regards to LA County's $68.6 million rent relief program for landlords that is open through January 12th. So if you're listening and you are in LA or you know somebody who's a landlord in LA and had some issues over the last 3.5, almost 4 years receiving rent, then definitely apply to this. So what we're going to do, we're going to listen to the news clip, then I'm going to give my thoughts on the news clip, how this impacts you as an investor. And I think I might actually rant a little bit because I'm really upset about this and disappointed. So let's jump into the video clip.
Landlords in LA County have until next Friday to apply for a rent relief program. The county program offers grants of up to $30,000 per unit to help offset some of the economic impacts caused by the pandemic. The money can be used to cover expenses like unpaid rental debt or related expenses like utilities. To see if you are eligible, go to lacountyrentrelief.com.
All right. So, as I mentioned, qualifying landlords in LA County have until Friday, January 12th, to apply for rent relief. And the specifics of the program is they're offering grants of up to $30,000 per unit to eligible landlords for expenses dating back to April 1st, 2022 to the present. This is crazy to me. Let's not forget, I've covered Los Angeles over the last couple of years due to pandemic, and people were basically allowed to live for free for over 3 years, whether they were experiencing financial hardship or not. And I think this is absolutely ridiculous. $30,000 per unit. If I do the math on that, $30,000, let's just say $30,000, I'm going to calculate that over a 12-month period. So 30,000 divided by 12 is $2,500 a month. And obviously, whatever the individual landlord's rent was for a particular unit will vary, but in LA, it's not a lot of money, right? It's not a lot of money, especially if you're talking two bedrooms, three bedrooms. And imagine a tenant not paying a $2,500 a month rent for 3 years. That's almost $100,000. And so I don't understand why it doesn't address expenses before that, expenses from March 2020 to April 2022. And the funds that may have been given were not given directly to the landlord. They were given to tenants, many of whom pocketed the money with no penalty. There was zero oversight. I'm really convinced they were trying to get people to lose their homes. And, you know, a lot of people think about landlords and they think of these big 200 unit properties, but there's a lot of people who are just like you and I, and maybe have one property, maybe two, trying to get some extra money. A lot of those people were in tough financial positions because the government failed them. The law failed them. And I think it's completely unfair. And it's interesting that the LA County supervisor who has been pushing for this, and I covered a story a few months ago when she was talking about the need for this and her disappointment in how slow they've been to implement this. She says this county investment to help mom and pop landlords get financial relief is frankly long overdue. This is coming from the county supervisor. And she is it says she's the principal author of the motion that helped to develop this fund. And then she also goes on to say, my heart goes out to property owners who have been left holding the bag as the pandemic spawned tenant relief measures at their expense. She's 100% right. And in a city with the political makeup that it has, I respect her for going against the grain and what everyone else has been trying to do within the county. And a lot of people have been left to hold the bag. I remember seeing a video of an elderly Black woman who is relying on her rent from the other side of where she lives, the other unit. The person stopped paying for no reason. I don't even think this person had a financial situation, but she couldn't evict them. You got to remember, evictions were basically outlawed for several years. You couldn't do them. And the moratorium ended in LA, ended in, I believe, in August of 2023. And tenants were supposed to pay up all the rent that they owed. Of course, that didn't happen. Who's going to do that, right? And so she said, I've consistently advocated for balanced solutions. So I'm glad that we're ready to get these dollars out the door and into their hands without further delays. And that's what I'm about. It's just some balance, right? I'm not saying that the laws need to be completely in favor of the landlords 100% with nothing in favor of the tenants. I'm supportive of balanced solutions. To provide this relief almost 4 years after the pandemic began, that's not balanced, right? If we have to beg for help, beg for support, that's not balanced, right? And if you've been listening for a while, I've covered this stuff at length. So, you know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And it's so interesting that it hits the news 1 week before the deadline. And so I'm also wondering, well, have they even communicated to landlords that this is possible, that they can get this relief? You know what I'm saying? So I'm curious about that as well. You know, what if somebody isn't watching the news or doesn't have email alerts like myself for real estate news, landlord news? How will they even know about this? So these are other things that come to mind. And honestly, you know, California is a state in general that does not care about landlords. I strongly encourage all of you, and I will continue to do so. If you've been listening for a while, you know I always do this. Strongly consider getting your investment properties in landlord-friendly states. I strongly encourage that. Even if you live in a state and you own a home primary residence, or you rent in a state that's not landlord friendly, you can still invest out of state. You can invest somewhere else. You don't even have to move, right? It's okay to have your primary residence in one place, but if the politics aren't aligned with you being able to freely do business, it's okay to take those dollars elsewhere to make money. That's what I did. I live in LA. I enjoy living in LA. I will never be a landlord in LA. I will never be a landlord in this state, because I'll just get eaten alive, right? As a small landlord, in my opinion, not a great place. So it goes on to say the program is specifically designed to help small mom and pop landlords who own up to 4 rental units. I think it's ridiculous that they're limiting it to 4 rental units, because what if I'm a mom and pop landlord who has 2 4 unit properties? You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's fair. And it says the goal is to reduce tenant evictions, maintain the viability of small scale rental business, and ensure the availability of affordable housing. Well, this is not going to reduce evictions, because the landlords who've had people not paying, I'm pretty sure they've already processed those evictions. It'll take forever to get the people out because the courts are backed up and it's just generally slow here, but whatever. They have implemented a prioritized review process for applications. Priority will be given to those demonstrating the most substantial financial distress. Obviously, it doesn't specify what that means. And it says those catering to the most vulnerable tenants and properties located in the areas of highest need. So, you know, all in all, this is ridiculous. I don't agree with it. And, you know, I really think that it's important to read the news as it relates to real estate. If you're considering investing somewhere, read the news, set up a Google alert. It doesn't hurt to do that, right? If you're interested in Chicago, Chicago landlord news, Chicago real estate news, these are different things. And you can set up a Google alert. It'll come to your inbox every single day when there's news. just so you know what's going on, understand the laws, understand things that are changing. Things are constantly changing. So I definitely encourage you to do that. All right. If you haven't already, definitely check out the free resources I have in the description of this episode. I have the top 10 down payment assistance programs, 8 steps to buying your first out of state property, and then also the latest free resource, how to buy your first or next investment property in 2024. All those links are in the description. Thank you so much for bearing with me. Hopefully I'm feeling better by the time it's time for me to record again. Again, please do leave a rating and review. I would love to hear from you. Thank you all so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.